This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over. We are cruising right along. And before I continue anymore, I should have done this in the open of the show, but I had it kind of set aside and I just kind of forgot about it, to be honest with you. Want to make sure I give Donald Trump all the credit in the world for pardoning those pro-lifers today. The Biden administration, well, Democrats now, they're evil human beings. And what happened after Roe versus Wade with the FACE Act is one of the more overtly evil things I can remember happening in this country. Just in case you don't remember, Roe versus Wade got overturned. Because this is actually not about abortion. This is just about how you do things, how you conduct yourself. Roe versus Wade got overturned. Okay, so the left were freaking out about it. Ah, it's the end of the world. Most of the right was pretty happy. Good, that's good. We can stop murdering the unborn. That sounds good. But it really is not about abortion. It doesn't matter how you feel about abortion. The Supreme Court, they are the ones who overturned Roe versus Wade. Well, after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, communists inside the walls of the Justice Department decided they were going to do something about that. But what can you do about that? You're the Department of Justice. The Supreme Court has ruled. It's not like you can go and say, no, please reconsider, or you can just kind of ignore them. The Supreme Court ruled. What do you do? Well, what they decided to do was dig up an old, obscure law that was not in use anymore by anybody called the FACE Act. And they used an old law. Remember, people forget, this was in retribution for Roe versus Wade being overturned. The communists went and dug up an old law and began rounding up pro-life activists and sending them to prison. That alone, it doesn't, honestly, it doesn't matter if you're as pro-life as me or you're one of the kill them all, let God sort them out savages or anywhere in between. It's not about the issue of abortion. Do you realize how profoundly evil and out of line that is? You could easily make the argument that every person at the DOJ responsible for that should be sent to one of my prison camps that I'm going to design and run in Greenland. You should be sent to prison for the rest of your life if you threw a hissy fit about Roe versus Wade and you went and started rounding up pro-life pastors and grandmas and chucking them into prison. And the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that despicable federal law enforcement arm, the CHECA, they were more than willing to go along every single step of the way. Chris, grab that Mark Houck testimony. Mark Houck, you remember Mark Houck? Mark Houck, pastor, completely peaceful man, family man, wife, bunch of kids. He's doing activism, completely legal activism. Some nutball trainee activist comes up to him and his teenage son. They get in a little altercation, nothing major. The cops come, say, oh, there's no charges to be brought here, nothing major at all. Let the whole thing go. Everything has been let go. These animals at the DOJ, they went and dug up an incident that had been that everyone had let go, and they decided they were going to charge Mark with felonies. Well, again, Mark is a normal, polite human being. A normal human being. And so Mark gets an attorney, as you should, and he has his attorney reach out to the Federal Bureau of Investigation and say, hey, I realize that you wanted, you know, me to come in. I'll turn myself in. And they said, no. And then they sent the SWAT team to his house. Here's Mark Howe.
I want you to know that the Philadelphia PD and the DA in Philadelphia, as well as the Civil Affairs Department, did not intend to prosecute. They had no interest in that. 5 days later, this is 2022, I was served a target letter on the same street corner with my 12-year-old boy. A target letter that I was a target of a federal indictment. Fast forward to September 23rd. My attorneys reached out stating that we would peacefully present ourselves to the district. There would be no need to come out to his house and disrupt his family and cause any trauma to them. That he's a peaceful man, he will come in.
Pause real quick. I know you already know this because we've talked about it before. That's a dream for law enforcement, for everybody involved. There's nothing better for law enforcement, for people who are being charged themselves. Everybody wins when you just come turn yourself in, because you keep law enforcement out of a potentially dangerous situation, sticking guns in your face, kicking in doors. That could be a hazardous profession. You keep the suspect themselves out of any danger. When it's all just in agreement, when it's all peaceful, that's what you want as a law enforcement officer. You know, when someone's turning himself in peacefully, everybody's going to go to bed safely that night. It's a dream. Mark Hout goes to the FBI and has his lawyer tell them, hey, man, I'll turn myself in. Just, you don't have to come arrest me or anything like that. I'll come let you do it, whatever. Go on.
Trauma to them. That he's a peaceful man, he will come in. In August of 2022, my attorney reached out to me and says, have you heard from the assistant U.S. attorney? I said, no. She won't return my phone calls, he says. I said, well, maybe we'll just let sleeping dogs lie. On September 23rd, my home was raided by 10 unmarked and marked units, state troopers, federal law enforcement personnel. I had 5 federal agents on my doorstep at 6:30 in the morning with long guns pointed at me and my 7 children. They banged on the door and they said, open up. They did not even declare who they were that day. They didn't even ask me, could you please open the door with the FBI? They just said, open up. I went to the door. I was up. I said, who is it? They said, it's the FBI. Open up. So I opened up the door peacefully. I said, please stay calm. I have 7 babies in here. They pointed M16 guns at me and my wife. My wife comes down and says, do you have a warrant for his arrest? They said, we're taking him with or without a warrant. My wife said, you can't do that. That's kidnapping. We proceeded to go into a 4.5-month trial that, as you know, and have said previously, that we were acquitted of. But I was facing 11 years in prison, and I had every prospect in my heart that I would be in federal prison away from my 7 children.
The Department of Justice, in response to a Supreme Court ruling they didn't like, sent the checka after innocent Americans like animals. The FBI was all too willing to participate using the most drastic Gestapo tactics they could come up with. That's how evil Democrats are. Not your dad's Democrats. We're not talking JFK. Modern Democrats are evil. Truly, truly evil. That is indefensible. I don't even know that your liberal Aunt Peggy could come up with a defense of that. So she'd probably do what communists do all the time. She'd probably change the subject or call you a Nazi. They love to name call when you do that. Or she'd lie. By the way, have you ever noticed, we love to play the hate voicemails we get. Have you ever noticed something in all the hate voicemails we've gotten? We have never, not one time, had a single thing that even represented something that was specific. Every time is, you're a liar. Hang up. You're full of crap. Hang up. There's never anything they can point to. It's always just screaming and yelling. But anyway, back to what I was talking about. Trump, who's been given guff in the past, by myself included, for his soft on life stance, is not as hardcore on the issue as I am. Trump deserves all the credit in the world today, just like he did for the January 6th political protesters. Trump turned those wonderful pro-lifers free today, set them free from federal prison. He is setting a lot of things right in the first 4 days. He's doing so well. I am so encouraged. I hope you are encouraged. And he's standing in front of the World Economic Forum saying things like this.
I think we're going to be demanding is we're going to be demanding respect from other nations. Canada, we have a tremendous deficit with Canada. We're not going to have that anymore. We can't do it. I don't know if it's good for them. As you probably know, I say you can always become a state. And if you're a state, we won't have a deficit. We won't have to tariff you, et cetera, et cetera. But Canada has been very tough to deal with over the years. And it's not fair that we should have a $200 billion or $250 billion deficit. We don't need them to make our cars, and they make a lot of them. We don't need their lumber because we have our own forests, et cetera, et cetera. We don't need their oil and gas. We have more than anybody.
We'll set the tariff thing aside for a moment. Isn't it nice to have a president who advocates for us? Not trying to be seen as being a good guy by the European Union and by the World Economic Forum. And I hope they think I'm a good guy. And I'll give them another billion and you can walk all over us. Isn't it nice to have somebody speak that way about us? On our behalf. Gosh, I enjoy it. Historically, we've had those presidents. And you probably already know that because you're already taking your online classes from Hillsdale, right? Jesse, I can't afford it. I can't. No. Hillsdale's offering more than 40 classes online free. Free. They have all this wonderful knowledge in these online classes, and they want everyone to know. Not just those little geniuses who are enrolled in Hillsdale. It's for idiots like me, like you, like Chris. Well, he probably can't get through it, but for you and me. Go. You want a course on the rise and fall of the Roman Empire that interests you at all? Constitution, C.S. Lewis, the Book of Genesis. Do these subjects fascinate you? They fascinate everybody. Well, how about learning more about them for free and then rubbing your wisdom in the face of all your friends and family? Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in tomorrow, for tomorrow. Email those in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. This wonderful refugee making America better didn't shoot the sheriff, but he did stab his caseworker.
That's terrible. I mean, obviously the person is trying to do their job, which is to help that person assimilate, and for whatever reason, this is the reaction he got.
Sheriff Mike Bouchard says a refugee helped by the caseworker somehow tracked down the caseworker's home address on Red Root Road, showed up, and stabbed them repeatedly, putting the victim in the hospital in critical condition.
We don't know specifically what his complaint was or his motive was, because the individual that was attacked is in surgery as we speak.
Don't know what his motive was. Do you see what happened in Germany yesterday? Some animal from Afghanistan walked into a daycare, kindergarten, I've heard it called both, I don't know, it's in Germany, and massacred a 2-year-old boy and a 41-year-old man who was trying to protect him. Just walked right into class, found a 2-year-old boy, and butchered him right there on the spot. I'm not sure what the motivation is. So allow me to explain to all these soft American bleeding hearts. Around the planet, there are cultures that look nothing like our culture, where people are raised as barbarians with a completely different moral compass than the one you have luxuriated in here as an American. There are people, like I told you before, to to look up. I think we did this last night or the other night when we were talking about how blessed we are to live in America. But I'll do it with you right now. Unless you're driving, don't do this if you're driving. But look up a favela, a Brazilian favela, because we're going to do a little something. Favela. What a great word. It's fun to say, too. A Brazilian favela. Okay, you see that? I want you to look. Doesn't even matter what picture you're looking at. You see those stacks and stacks of misery? Well, those are very poor neighborhoods in Latin America. Drug dealers, the worst kind of crime you can imagine. The infrastructure is a disaster. God forbid there's an earthquake, everyone just dies. If you were born into one of those as a child, you will be surrounded by animals for most of your life. Violence, gangs. As a young child, you don't dream of going to Disney World. That's outside of the realm of possibility for you. You're just trying to get to and from your tiny, very dangerous school without getting murdered. You will see people die. You will, on the way to school, step over dead bodies at some point in your lifetime. All you know and are surrounded by is violence and misery. And we take people who were raised in that environment and we bring them into a civilized society. And we're stunned when they don't adhere to our social norms. These are people, there are people all over the planet who don't share your moral compass at all. I brought up Somalia before just because of how widespread the savagery is there. Over 90%. Female genital mutilation. I know there are families listening, and this will always be a show you can listen to with your kids. So I'm not elaborating at all from there. You can use your imagination or look it up if you have your parents' permission, kids. But it's absolutely one of the most despicable, barbaric things I've ever seen in my life. And it's not like it happens once or twice. That's the culture of Somalia. That's just what you do. Oh, it's our baby girl. Hey, let's carve her up, huh, Bob? That's a culture around the planet. There are cultures around the planet where fathers and brothers, if the daughter violates some cultural norm, they're called honor killings. They've happened here in America. Fathers, instead of loving and protecting their own baby girls, they will go grab them, drag them out of their houses in the middle of the night or in broad daylight and beat them to death in front of everybody else. And that's not a every now and then. That's the culture, period. You step out of line, daddy will come beat you to death in front of everybody else. There are barbarians on this planet and barbaric cultures around this planet that should never be brought into your country, ever. And yet it happens all the time here. Because, well, these people don't care about you. All the Democrats who brought them in on purpose, they don't care about you at all. You, your culture, your norms. In fact, they despise it so much, they love it that people come in here and bring whatever kind of weird, random crap they happen to bring into this country. Have you ever, now I realize Bukele has got that place cleaned up. Have you ever studied before their current guy got in there what it was like in El Salvador? Murder was just every day, all day. That's how you grew up. That's all you knew. Guys with tattoos on their faces, cutting people's heads off in broad daylight. There are places around the planet that are dark, man. Dark. And you don't have even the tiniest moral obligation to go to that despicable culture and bring it into your country. Remember that. Let's do some emails before we get to prisons, January 6th Judiciary Committee, and more. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. The deportations have begun. Some sanity is back into this country, into the culture, certainly into the government. Life is good. Trump's over there making fun of bank executives to their face.
And by the way, speaking of you, and you've done a fantastic job, but I hope you start opening your bank to conservatives, because many conservatives complain that the banks are not allowing them to do business within the bank, and that
That's Trump scolding the CEO of Bank of America. It's been freaking great. Stephen Miller's out there talking about that. Look, we're just getting started.
The initial immigration raids have already arrested and removed some of the most vicious criminals in this country, including child pornography cases, homicide cases, sexual assault, attacks on children. And this is just the very beginning in the effort to liberate this country from the migrant criminal threat. In the coming days, you're going to see a massive scale up in enforcement activities all across the country to dismantle this criminal network.
They're scaling up. They're starting to bring in other agencies and putting them to work on this task. It's wonderful to see it actually happening. Anyway, let's get to some emails. Dear Jesse, what kind of a man hires out the installation of shelves in his garage or the installation of Christmas lights? I'll tell you, a man with small hands attempting to emulate Doug Emhoff's new masculinity. Check your chalk, man. It sounds like you may be taking Aub's female vitality stack by mistake. Okay, first I need to explain a couple things about the Christmas lights. I have always hung my own Christmas lights. They're... You know how we've started to lose trust in our government? And we'll make this about the FBI. Why do you not trust the FBI now? Well, they let you down time after time after time. They kept violating that trust. And over a long enough period of time, with enough of these incidents, now you don't trust them at all, and you shouldn't. That's very similar to what happened to me with the Christmas lights. I'm not a huge detail guy. And when the Christmas lights, when we put them away, you know, we always had one of the plastic tubs like you have. We would put them in the plastic tub, roll them up, put them in the tub, wait for next year. I had put them on 2 years ago, I think it was. I'd put them up. And Aub was, I don't want to say she was out of town. She was not at home when I put them up. I forget where she was. So it's just me and the boys. I'm up on the ladder. I'm hanging them up. Got the hooks up. I'm hanging up my Christmas lights and whatnot. And I step back away. It gets dark. And she's, keep in mind, she's super excited that she's going to come home to find Christmas lights on. I can't wait to see the Christmas lights, Christmas lights, Christmas lights. Now, this was an ordeal to get them up. But I got them all up, got everything done, got the ladder put away, and it was time for that wonderful moment in every man's life where you turn on the Christmas lights after it gets dark and you get to admire your handiwork. Everybody likes to admire his handiwork. Boom, turn on the lights, and they look great. Except for over the garage, you see. I thought the lights looked the same. But there is most definitely a difference between clear lights and kind of yellowish clear lights. And right in the middle of the garage, I went from clear lights to about a 9-foot span of yellow lights back to clear lights. And it could not have been more obvious, but in a way, it almost looked like a design. Yes, it did, Chris. It almost looked intentional. As I'm sitting there looking, I'm thinking to myself, you know, we mixed it up over the top of the garage. No big deal, right? So I just congratulate myself on a job well done, go inside, crack a beer, put my feet up, and congratulate me for being me. Bob calls on the way home, says, are the Christmas lights done? I said, yes, they are. Wait till you see them. They look great. Bob gets home. I didn't hear from her from outside, which was unusual. Normally, she'd be like, come out here so we can take a picture from them. Ah! But I didn't get any of that. And she comes in and she says to me, so are you done with the Christmas lights? And I said, yes, princess. I could already tell by the tone of her voice there was something wrong. I suspected it may have been the garage, but I said, yes, princess, I'm all done. I did that for you. Love you. But from there, she went on to explain that we cannot keep the lights up like that. The whole neighborhood can see. I was already getting texts from my friends in the neighborhood. Hey, I could see you got the lights up. Good job on the garage. But that's when I explained to her the cat was already out of the bag. We can't fix it now. I'll get it done next year. Well, next year came around, and I was ready, fully ready to get the Christmas lights. This would be this past Christmas. And she said, no. I called somebody. Apparently, she found some veteran Christmas light service that's all, it's all veterans putting up the Christmas lights. No, we're getting veterans to do it this year because you can't match the lights anymore. So I always did put up my Christmas lights. Someone else did it. As far as the garage shelving goes, I actually have built my own garage shelving before with my father. I'm talking the measuring, the cutting, the drilling, the everything. I've put the what, Chris? What? How old was I? 14, 15, I would say. 14, 15. I was actually doing it. I grew up in a construction family. I was doing it. These shelves are beyond my expertise. I don't know how to put up the shelving. I mean, I could figure it out, but put up that rack, that steel rack shelving above the garage is not easy. And you got to make sure that, look, it's just not easy. I don't need my man card question. Commandant Kelly, I've been saying, what, Chris? If it falls, yeah, that's exactly right, Chris. There's a safety thing. I guess I need to explain further. There's a safety thing involved in the shelving above the garage. And that I'm putting heavy stuff I'm throwing up there, and it's above people's heads. I don't want to come home one day and find out that one of the kids got squashed like a bug. I want to make sure it's done right. Commandant Kelly, I've been saying put the Marines on the border. Even Clinton put the Marines on the border his first term. So I want to say, look, I love that we are taking it seriously. I love that we're sending troops down there. I love that we're finally securing the border of this country. But I'll tell you something that I've said before. The Marines, you don't want the Marines down on the border long term. Infantry Marines. Infantry Marines are very versatile, very good fighting force, but they are made to break things. They are created for action and breaking things. And if you want Marines to get themselves into trouble, go stick them somewhere and let them get bored. Everybody who's ever been a Marine knows you get let a bunch of young, testosterone-filled infantry Marines get bored. That's when something dumb and probably damaging is going to happen. I'm glad we're sending them down now. I'm glad that we are making sure the cartels know we are dead serious about securing the border, so I'm not complaining. But believe me when I tell you, you do not want United States Marines dug in for an extended period of time on the southern border, or something's getting blown up, and somebody's going to die, and they'll just believe me, someone's going to die. It is a guarantee. You cannot put them there. But I watched it happen myself in Iraq after we had won the war. But then we were doing these various security operations, and you're trying to track down a thief here, a terrorist there, you know, or putting down riots and things like that. But you give us too much time to sit around, be bored. Oh, I watch things get broken. I watch things get broken. Trust me, that's a recipe for disaster. We'll make fun of Rashida Tlaib, do some headlines we didn't get to. This Scott Bessent guy, he's all over the illegal immigration stuff, too. Man, I got to give him some credit for that. We'll do all that next. Before we do that, let's keep your dog alive with Rough Greens, the all-natural nutritional supplement created by naturopathic doctor Dennis Black that you sprinkle on your dog's food. Your dog's food is dead. Your cat's food is dead. So start putting live vitamins and minerals on the food. Digestive enzymes, probiotics. Fred used to get sick after every single meal. It was awful. Ugh. We were going through paper towels and rubber gloves like you can't believe. No problems anymore. None. You should see his coat now. Big shiny idiot that he is. Rough Greens has made Fred healthier. Veterinarians across the country use it. Keep your dog alive and healthy. RoughGreens.com/Jesse gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. So take advantage of that. Or you can call them 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. I have really exciting news. We don't have any kids sports this weekend. Nothing to do except for whatever we want to do. I'm going shooting. Gosh, I'm trying to drag the whole family out shooting, and we're going to load magazines until our fingers bleed. It's going to be so much fun. Can't wait. Also, Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, this dude, who is this guy?
What is the economic impact, potentially, of the kind of deportation he's talking about? Where would you find those workers otherwise?
Well, and you know, I would just say I dispute those GDP numbers, because if it were good, why wouldn't we just have a road from Terra del Fuego to the Rio Grande and let everybody who wants to come in? We could double GDP, but per capita GDP per American would drop substantially. It is about American citizens' standards of living.
Where did we get this common sense from? That sounds wonderful. Speaking of illegals, Rashida Tlaib is screaming and yelling and braying on the House floor.
It will separate families. It would lead again to continued discrimination. It's shameful that my colleagues are giving in to racist fear-mongering at the first opportunity to pass legislation to scapegoat our immigrant neighbors and fuel hate in our communities. I know what's going to happen. It won't just be undocumented. It'll be people like my mother who will get stopped and profiled. She have to carry her U.S. passport around? Are we asking people now to have documentation?
Yes, actually. Yes. What is wrong with having documentation? If you are in this country, if you are here on a visa, if you're here legally, you should carry with you documentation proving that you're here legally. When I travel abroad, you know I'm a bit of a European traveler now. Don't shake your head, Chris. Everywhere I go, I carry my American passport. Yes, I have a right to be here. Here's my passport. Here's my stamp. And these are in civilized countries. Yes, you should actually have to carry documentation around. It's crazy. They keep throwing these things out as if this is the craziest thing ever. And it's always the most common sense, basic thing in the world. The bottom line is, as we've talked about many times, the entire planet has come around to this way of thinking that you should just be allowed to come here whenever you want. Well, if you're poor, sure. If there's a war in your country, sure. Gangbanger, doesn't matter. Just everybody, come on in. Refugee, doesn't matter. American citizenship means nothing at all because America sucks anyway. So you can come in and you can come in and you can come in. What do you mean? I'm going to have to show my papers? Yes. Yes, you should have to show your papers. Yes, that's what we're saying. Oh, and back to what I was talking about in the very beginning of the show. If you missed it, you can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Speed. We need these confirmations from the U.S. Senate to get down much more rapidly than they are. Yeah, we got Ratcliffe today. Woohoo! That's good. I mean, happy about Ratcliffe. Where's Pam Bondi? Where's Pete Hegseth? Why is this taking so long? The communists inside the government are moving.
One other note on this issue of them asking for call-outs for people within these agencies who may have information on federal employees who may have been disguising certain DEI initiatives. We should note CNN reported just last week that there were federal employees within these agencies working to quietly edit job descriptions and policy descriptions because they feared this very day would come, Wolf.
They're there as we speak, using every single minute of every single day. Actually, that's not fair. They're government employees. They're using every single minute of their three-hour workday to try to make sure communism is cemented further into the federal government. We don't have another week. Well, let's go through the weekend. I got to do my recess. Well, we'll let it play out. I mean, we have to do it the right way. No. We need these people in there now. Reforms must start right now. Let's move with some speed for the first time ever. Also, before I get to headlines, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And they better be nicer than this one. Hey, anti-communist warrior Jesse, are you at an advantage when parallel parking with your small hands? It's not very nice. Actually, it's my huge hands that give me such an advantage. Because I just have a better grip on the wheel. I have more of me attached to the car that allows me to. You see the road, I feel the road, and I can't believe the hatred I have gotten over the last 24 hours since people found out that I am a superior parallel parker to virtually everybody. I'm so good at it. I do it in front of large crowds and receive compliments for my parking afterwards. Has anyone ever complimented you on your parking? I thought not.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Bureau of Prisons director out as Trump's Justice Department reforms take shape. Yes, that would be the prison director who oversaw the abuse of the wonderful January 6 political prisoners. She couldn't leave fast enough. West Point appears to end its diversity and inclusion studies minor. Probably a good little reminder that you could go to West Point, one of the most revered military institutions on the planet, and you could minor in diversity and inclusion. The rot inside of the military is so deep, it's going to take Pete Hegseth all 4 years to try to clean this gunk out. Maryland mom learns the state declared her dead when she tries to renew a driver's license. Surprise, because I'm still here. Wouldn't that be sweet if you found out the state thought you were dead, and then you wouldn't have to pay taxes, right? It's hearing me. It's, I perked your ears up, didn't it, Chris? Imagine that. No, I'm dead. No taxes for me. Trump revokes security protection for Pompeo, a former aide. I'll be interested as the weeks go by to find out exactly how the Pompeo-Trump relationship chafed. It was not long ago Trump was still considering Mike Pompeo for an important role in his administration. Now Trump is yanking his protection. I bet you something happened there. Chris, write that one down. Yemen's Houthis say support for Palestinians led to the U.S. terrorist designation. No, I think the U.S. terrorist designation we gave you is because you keep attacking our shipping, you losers. We'll be back for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday,
normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.